Welcome. I have a new curiosity I'm exploring. For the next little while, I will be speaking about the often misunderstood world of rituals. This came about quite coincidentally when I sat down and had a conversation with Tanya from Body Art Motion and Jay from Zephyrum about their upcoming art and performance showcase they're hosting called Ritual Arts. It's a little ironic that I'll be using my own ritual of exploration to explore the practice of rituals. There is a lens of which I've viewed that term, I suspect like many of us. Mine in particular comes from how I was raised and the religious context I observed the world growing up. There were rituals that were deemed right and those definitively wrong. Regardless of where you find yourself, the world of rituals is a fantastically huge realm to explore, a worthwhile pursuit to decode the way in which our global collection of cultures describe, honor, and display their deepest values and beliefs. These have been a cornerstone to our evolution and will continue to influence how we honor our individuality while attempting to coordinate with aligned purpose as a collective. So what is a ritual? Well, Wikipedia defines a ritual as a sequence of activities done in a predetermined order and are a feature of all known human societies. They include not only the worship rites of religion, cults, and secret societies, but also of rites of passage, oaths of allegiance, or the way we greet one another. They span many areas and are carried out in many ways, from rituals of initiation or the moving through a life crisis to the expression of a belief or an ideology by means of art, words, architecture, or objects. So why create a ritual or follow a process for creating? Well, it seems that rituals may be more essential than they initially appear. Deepak Chopra says it this way: in our fast-moving world, rituals have the power to ground and stabilize us and keep us focused and purposeful. They increase confidence, provide us with a sense of security, alleviate the weight of grief, and help reduce anxiety. And above all, rituals are a surefire way to increase happiness. They help us develop as we deal with the magnitude of the physical, psychological, social, and cosmic realms, as we work towards achieving a broad set of our own desired outcomes for us or for others. Whether it's simply lighting a candle, practicing yoga, walking, or that morning coffee, rituals renew us and can increase our well-being, happiness, and generate belief and belonging. They can be simple or complex in practice. Many times we do things without much thought as to why. Over the next little while, take notice of the things you and others repeatedly do. You will start to see ritual everywhere, in your routines and in the behaviors of others. Ask yourself, where did they come from? Why do you keep doing them as a thing you do? Do they serve you or do they sabotage you? This series will explore the practice and premise of rituals, and this will all lead up to an art initiative and exhibition called Ritual Arts, based here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This is my invitation for you to join us as we gather to discuss and display cultural, personal, and historical rituals and how they continue to influence our modern society. And if you have some favorite rituals, share them with me. I'd love to hear what you do. That's it for now. Subscribe if you're interested in keeping track of this conversation. The link will be in my bio or in the post itself. And of course, I will be sharing this across my social media channels. We'll see you soon.